This is a tale imparted to me in my studies of warriors from the Far East. Indeed, so far that to even guess the distance is beyond my scope and knowledge. But mark that the warriors of this land are called samurai. Perhaps you have heard of or held embassy with these our exotic distant cousins? The samurai mode of battle is of such fluid grace as to do wondrous destruction upon all but the most skilled and wary. Or so I am instructed by visitors to that mysterious empire. It happened once that two such samurai, unacquainted, though sharing passage on a boat, were traveling on a river near their capital. They sat among the throng of passengers, honest folk, though common, base, and popular, awaiting the end of their slow journey up the river. One of them, a skilled and mighty warrior indeed, gazed deeply into the murky depths of the river as he trailed and splashed his fingers therein, doubtless contemplating the currents and eddies of his life and state. The other samurai gave over quiet contemplation to astound his fellow passengers with bombastic tales of his skill and prowess, limning them with sundry lessings of the truth, and in a manner most ungentlemanly, heaping praise upon praise to none other than himself. In sooth, he did bray out these tales so o'erlong that the very children did grow weary of them. What galled this shallow puppet of a soldier most was that his fellow samurai paid not a whit nor notice of his exploits, though he told them with great wind and gesture. Incensed at being paid no heed, he challenged the contemplative swordsman to a contest of skill, steel against steel. The silent samurai withdrew his hand from the flowing waters and addressed the angry braggart thus. "Shall we enter into dread combat on this little boat?" said he, "where unintended injury should befall these innocent travellers?"
"Nay," cried the surly samurai, "we shall go ashore and fight."
The throng of passengers gave out a gentle whispering of relief. But the quiet one spake on, "Yet on the shore are many of our honest but curious countrymen who might gather and be harmed in our mighty skirmish." Then pointed he to a small island among many in the river's path. "There see I ground for combat whereupon all innocence shall be safe, yet all may behold you in your fury, as we work our deadly skills the one upon the other." The brutish lout agreed, and bade the boatmen row them to that spot with haste. And in the while the windy villain flexed his legs and whirled his arms, slapped his armor, and in many like ways did limber him for the coming sword-play, whilst the silent one sat motionless, as if a very carved figure of a samurai. And when the boat made ground, the hot-blooded braggart made a mighty leap to the shore, drew his blade, and held a stance for meeting his unmindful opponent, whereupon the silent and contemplative samurai made a mighty leap for the boatman's place, and taking the oar, he did use it to push upon the sandy shore, and swiftly made good watery distance twixt the boat and the loud, uncharitable knave. The passengers gave out a cheer, and the gentle samurai took up his watery contemplation, or ere his enemy's protestations had faded in the distance.